Hey all, this is John Papagiorgio of Papa's Basement. Yesterday, a couple of friends and I recorded a show very, very intoxicated in the studio. And one of the delightful side effects of intoxication is you don't really know what the hell's going on. So, sure enough, there were a couple complications, and the show's a little butchered. So, what you're going to hear is actually three or four segments pasted together. And they don't necessarily flow into one another. I think the last segment is actually us attempting a new show, and by the end of it, we're too drunk to go on. So, anytime you hear the little Mario sound effect, there it is. You are to just kind of, be forewarned. You're jumping, you're blowing a warp whistle, and you're gonna hear a little bit of something different. So, hopefully, it works and you have fun. And enjoy.
Want a quarter ride, quick.
Okay, if I take off my coat first?
No. No cracks, no questions, just a quarter ride.
Be 2:15.
Come on, I need that liquor. I want it and I'm gonna get it, understand? I'm gonna walk out of here with that quarter rye, one way or another.
Can I shut this door? It'll make me feel good.
Okay. That makes it ours.
This reminds me of something we did with Nikki.
It will get gamey.
Remember Nikki?
Oh, unshaven sticky Nikki.
Unshaven sticky Nikki, yeah.
Well, shall we, guys?
Okay.
And welcome to another edition of Papa's Basement. I am your host, John Papagiorgio. With me today is a cast of thousands. I have, going clockwise, Jerry Perez.
Hello.
Carmen Villahelio.
Hi.
What's your last name, Adam?
Zeitz.
Zeitz. Good.
Hello.
Good Jewish name. No. Very German, I know. But I know that would gall your kraut self. And Howard Lucas Highland.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Who was tapping on the...
Oh, sorry.
All right.
Like fish, you don't like that?
No. No, no. It's very amateur.
Okay.
You can listen to us recorded live.
This is my first time. This is my debut.
This is Carmen Live for the first time, everybody. You can listen every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. on www.fcac.org/WEBR. We're also on Cox Channel 37, Comcast Channel 27, and Poor Person Cox Channel 10. You can find archives of the show at www.inpapasbasement.com. And there's no real premise to the show. We are, I don't, this won't be used as evidence. Who are we kidding? No one listens. So we are at the lovely Toothless Fairfax studio of WDMV getting drunk at about 11:30 p.m. on a Friday. And we're just chilling out and recording a show. These guys are all high school friends, except for Adam, who is putting his wiener in a high school friend, which makes him practically Paisan. Which one, you'll have to guess at the end of the episode, where it will be revealed. The hint is Jerry. So shall we start with hell? There's a couple ways I can take this. I could get really drunk and start airing how I hate each of you for your successes on some level.
What successes?
Why do you gotta look at me?
No, all of you. I'll list them off. You did law school, and you got a girlfriend, which, while I find that not good, at the same time, it's kind of good.
Yeah. Talk to me in a
All right, we're back. We took care of our broken seals, and we made our tinky winkies. And Howard suggested the topic, and please, it's something we can all easily handle, who we'd want to F at the 10-year. For all you kids listening that, aren't there yet, trust me, there's someone you'll brood over. I personally don't really care about anyone from my high school, but for the sake of radio, yes, there's someone I want, someone I need to defile. Stick my Parthenon inside. All right, Howard, who is it for you? Your one pick. And by the way, I think in about 2 minutes I got to call this broad that I've been chasing since she was about 17 and is about to hit 21 on air. So that'll be classy and tasteful.
You put 4 years of work in and you're going to waste it on a radio op? Is that going to work?
What?
That
no.
better work.
Well, I'll just sell her and say what's up. I was her 21st, you know, because I'm 27, so that lines up real well. That's classy of me. Classy. Who did you say? Carmen? You can say it on air.
I was asking if it was Meredith. I don't know how freaking old she is. I know she's older Mary than 21. Death. She's so much older than 21.
Meredith is
I
24
think.
Or 25.
I think anybody younger as me is just like, you know, infinitely younger.
A babe. Yes. A babe in the woods. Hold on. Do I have my celly out? Mm-hmm. I don't F that C. What?
She's cute, though.
Who? Which one?
Meredith?
Meredith.
Meredith's hot.
Meredith's got a nice log splitter.
And what the hell does that mean?
Oh, you...
Oh, my God. Does that mean her butt?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
It's nice.
That's a disgusting term.
I like it, though, because...
Even I'm now offended.
It doesn't let you get too wrapped up in how
sterile... No, for God's sakes, not. That's
and
disgusting.
...and pretty the woman is, because you realize poop's coming out of there. It's log splitting.
She's a lovely girl. She's a lovely girl. I hear she's...
She's what?
I don't want it.
No, oh, no, say it. We got to fill another 20... No, another 30 minutes, and we re-broke the seal. So, I mean, we're gone another 15, maybe.
And I know she made sex on your brother.
That she did. She had intercourse.
That's all I know.
With William Vasilios Papageorgiou. Born March 9th, 1983. God bless him.
Hi, Maria.
Oh, hi, John's mom.
Yeah.
Hi, Mrs. Papageorgiou.
Yeah, Mom, you met Meredith. Will pounded it. And I engaged in a couple awkward situations with it as well. So your boys are bad people. It's not where
it's
that.
It's not just you. The world's going to hell.
We're not that whorish. It's just what we do is all awful.
It's more of the whores who hang around. You
yeah,
guys.
You thank
know what I mean.
You.
It's like it's a peer pressure thing.
Well, they hung around. They hanged it around.
What are you going to do?
They want to get stick-to-did.
Yeah, they're saying, hey, Papageorgiou, I need some Greek.
In their giant into the bina.
Yes. Yeah.
Hold on, I got to take a break to call the chick I've been working to stick since she's 17. She's just at 21.
Can are you talking about Pennsylvania?
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania.
Please tell me this is going to go on the air.
Oh, of course it will.
Okay.
God, you think I'm going to skip this?
I thought you were going to do some kind of pussy work. And
by the way, Pennsylvania is the same like time zone that we are, so she might be asleep.
No, she's
there's
just
no
at
way.
21.
There's
this
no way.
Like a full-blown alcoholic. She's hot.
I'll be honest. My 21st birthday, I showed up at the bar at 11:30. Someone pushed me through while the bouncer wasn't looking. And at midnight, I just held my ID.
I'll tell you about my 21st. So. Oh, someone's cell phone is already off.
No. That's busy, probably. She's probably getting that chick.
That's... What? No, I didn't hear that word. Go on.
She's getting blown up right now by all her friends.
Oh, yeah, she's getting lit. And all the calls. Hey, I'm drunk on air with all my friends. I was just calling to wish you a happy 21st. Hey, gang, say hi to Ashley.
Hi,
hey,
baby.
Ashley. Hi, Ashley.
There you go. All right. I know you'll be drunk for the next 6 days. I love you, functional alcoholic. Talk later. Bye. That's how you do it. That's how you
how
do
it. How I do what?
I don't know. I think I crap myself doing the fart karate kick trick at George Chauvin. And I kicked the turd out the side of my leg.
Why don't we all tell the story, the very short version of our 21st birthdays?
Okay. Wow. I'm going to win this on the depression. You want to know why John's weird and does this for a living?
I'm not sure. Scarred? You and I might. Let's just have it out on the field, yeah?
Oh, I'll win. I'll bury you, bitch.
Mine was pretty lame.
Go on, Herr Zeitzen. Herr Zeitzenfeld.
I went to a 7-Eleven at...
And you found a Juden and smacked it with a shovel?
Well,
until it stopped moving?
All of my friends, with the exception of one, was under 21, and I went to a 7-Eleven at... Somewhere around 9:45.
Was there a brown clerk?
There was a brown clerk to pick up a 12-pack of Corona who would not sell it to me, the bastard.
Really?
Though he had sold it to me the week before.
All right.
And so I went back empty-handed, and they made me go back at 12:01.
Wow.
And I picked it up.
A brown man putting the German in line. What would the Reichsfuhrer say?
I don't know. I don't even know where I am with the story. Anyway, I go back and I
An Indian man was bossing you around.
He makes...
making you
I'm walking out the door, and I drop the damn 12-pack on the ground.
Jesus.
Breaking four or five of the beers.
That sad and successful white person way. Go
and
on.
And then I went back, and I was already drunk.
I know, but the story is. The story is, like, cute. Like, I dropped it, and then I went back to my grad school at Penn State, and all was well.
Yeah.
Or UPenn, rather.
It's a really... It was a really lame... birthday, but I did get Tracy I Love You and Edward Penis Hands for my birthday. So
is that some kind of cartoon
Edward
of
Penis
child
Hands
nature
Edward
with,
Penis
with
hands.
Nothing pornographic whatsoever?
No.
He has penises for hands.
Yes.
I'll
figure
keep
it out.
Stretching out under my breath like Stewie Griffin, delayed punchline of incredulity, which will...
There's my story.
...convey comedy, because I refuse to acknowledge that Edward Penis Hands was a pornography of some sort.
That you probably own.
No, I don't watch... I got into this...
Porno?
Yeah, I just watch it for free, or I get chicks to send me their tees, and then
he does.
I love that.
What's the point of buying pornography anymore?
Exactly. Well, not only that, I can't even watch movies, because I'm so ADD, I have to see pictures. I have to see, like 40 or 50 pictures, and I just keep clicking through thread after thread after thread. I need to see, like, 2 gigs worth of porn before I can blast a load. Okay, Howard, you're 21st. Go.
Champs and Restin.
Lame already. Keep going.
No, that was it. I mean, I hung out with some dudes that accidentally, like...
Yeah, seriously.
It was the only thing that was weird about it was where the...
Did the dudes touch your buttocks?
Well, Jerry touched my pee-pee. That was, like, the climax of the night.
I call that Tuesday.
Was that there?
No, you weren't. I wasn't hanging out with you yet at that point, because you hadn't graduated from tech yet.
Oh, so you met him at the men's room. Go on. Okay, so you're in champs. I'm already bored. You know who else
I'm
is bored?
Dumb.
The audience. You know, and you know what I call
I
the audience?
I kept it short.
My boss.
I kept it short.
All right, Jerry, you're 21st.
Well, were you at my 21st, John?
I don't know. I'm not your friend.
Were you, Howard?
You don't even remember yourself.
We weren't hanging out.
Yeah.
So
we weren't really hanging
out. I don't think
nobody
I was
there because I didn't do anything on my 21st.
What did you do?
World of Warcraft?
No, World of Warcraft
wasn't
probably
invented.
Wasn't out. And I don't really play World of Warcraft that much.
Oh! Wow, someone's nose just grew and hit the mic right there.
Seriously?
He probably wasn't even playing.
I honestly don't play. My girlfriend that plays a lot.
Oh, really?
Counter-Strike. You were playing Counter-Strike.
No, I've never really been that deep into video games. Like,
please.
Oh, come on.
Oh, I'm sorry, mister. I bought the new Ninja Turtles video game.
Okay, Ninja Turtles video games are different.
I'm going to play it and retroactively not have sex with any women because I play it.
Which game are you talking about?
Exactly. All right.
So, yeah, lame 21st birthday. I didn't do anything.
Nothing.
Yeah.
It comes down to the two, essentially. Go ahead. You go first. No, wait. Or should I go first because you're the host?
I'll bury you.
Yeah, you're
go
on his home turf.
Oh, all right. Fine.
Visitor
go
first.
Ahead. You
visitor
probably,
first.
You sound very confident.
No, go
I have
for it.
A
I'll bury you.
Visitor.
No, go ahead. I want you to go first.
Carmen.
Well, are you talking about the 21st birthday
that
occurred right after my father died?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, God. That's right. Oh, Lord.
Well, after my father died and I had to drop out of college because my mother was so bad with bills that while my father was dying in his deathbed, to quote Oscar Wilde, I said, hey, Dad, I'll take over the family business because why the hell not? And my dad was in a chemically induced coma. This pertains to my 21st birthday, which is going to be worse than Carmen's. Keep sipping your booze. You're going down, bitch. You're going down. So I dropped out of school, and I had been hanging with my bestest friend, Carmen, and, well, I had to drop out because my dad died, in case I forgot that
Yeah,
part.
You fucker. I came to... Oh, shit. That's the whole reason I came to UVA, by the way, was to hang out with you.
I know.
And then you leave like a month later, and I'm left with who, Brian?
My
liberal F?
Father's
F-A-G?
Pussy cancerous lungs gave way.
Yeah, Jesus. How inconsiderate.
So, at the age of 20, I took over his business, which I knew nothing about, and I spent my days losing customers left and right because, A, my locksmithing wasn't up to snuff, and B, I would come home to my mother, who would simply walk in from a day's work and cry for 8 hours. And I would try to cheer her up.
You're still not talking about the birthday. I'm asking you, Mr. Papa Giorgio, to confine your testimony to the events of your 21st birthday. Please, you're prejudicing the jury.
All right, JFK the movie, Oliver Stone.
F you.
Why? Third JFK reference of the show.
I didn't even get the first one. I'm dumb, remember?
No, I've just mentioned him a lot. Like assassinations.
I don't listen to other people.
You got B-Rock on the mind.
Yeah. Let's go.
You
want to
hear
about,
sad?
Now, let's talk about whatever. March 27th or whatever your birthday is.
Oh, my God. You don't know.
That's
no,
terrible.
I don't know your birthday.
It's February. I got that much.
Okay. And Carmen is like May-ish?
No, it's in June, dude. Whatever.
Oh, 1 month.
Yeah, I know.
Duh. Okay. I went to a strip club that didn't even have nudity with Baron Cargilla.
Okay.
As my only friend. And the only thing I got hooked up with was a cupcake with one effing candle on it. Not even 21. One candle. I didn't even get a free lap dance because there were no lap dances at the strip club.
Welcome to Virginia.
Yeah.
And were there any instances really directly involved with your father's death on your birthday?
Well, he came back from the grave, and he brought the cake. And I was like, that's really morbid, Dad. Why are you? You're all wormy. Okay, I win. Now go on,
yeah,
loser.
Yeah, okay, you win.
Go on, loser, via hell yeah.
Yes, yes. Don't say my last name. People are going to know who I am. Okay.
Whatever, you gave up Stefan. You're going down,
yeah, I know,
too.
That's right. Yeah. I let that one go. It was all downhill from there.
Story of Carmen's life.
On my 21st birthday, I had just gotten back in from having failed out of college due to my own complete, like, you know, being all totally effed up and stuff over this.
Oh, and which immediate family member died at this point?
Oh, yeah, that would be none.
Okay,
but
go
I went,
on.
But I went, I came back home. I came back home and, I went back home.
By the
I
way,
got...
I love these studio grade chairs. Please, someone creak some
look
more
at you, look
on the
at
air.
No, I know it's not as good, okay? You won stuff, except your birthday wasn't actually that bad, okay? On my birthday, I came back home.
Uh-huh.
I came back home.
Did you have sex with Mrs. Pimley?
I didn't have sex with anybody, by the way, because I came back home and I was like,
my V card by 21. And when I did lose it,
it was to a 16-year-old girl from New York.
17.
Oh, God.
17.
Oh, God.
Overweight. Met on the internet. I am a winner at life. Go on.
Whatever. So I came
she
home.
She lost
and
all
this...
her weight, by the way. She's
oh,
now
yeah?
just a hot kind
Does
of
she keep
slut.
The boobies?
Yeah, she got some fat tites still.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of boobs.
She still talks to me this day.
Oh, yeah. Speaking
In fact,
of boobs.
In fact, they still get sent
speaking
to me.
Speaking of boobs, you haven't said one thing. Look at my new boobs.
What do you mean new? They're pretty good.
Yeah, they're big now. I have boobs.
What happened?
I got fat. I started drinking excessively. I mean, no, I didn't start drinking excessively. It just caught up to me.
No,
and now I've
I
got
mean,
boobs, hey.
If touching you wouldn't be like making love to my sister, I'd totally TF you.
And now we can. Now my nipples touch.
Oh, mine do too. I can lick them. Yeah.
Anyway, I'm not going to go through a whole story. Whatever. I came home. My boyfriend, the guy who, you know, I'd like.
Which winner at life? Which which Fortune 500
this
was it?
This was the delivery pizza guy, the pizza delivery driver guy.
I'm confused. How did
Jeffrey,
this one amass $1 million?
The Irish pizza delivery.
Oh, my
guy.
Love for the Irish.
Yes, yes. Anyway, so I came home. He
You're
wasn't
like,
home.
Oh,
he was
I
at
love
a bar
the
already
Irish
getting drunk.
And their weepy eyes. He's so adorable.
He did have sad looking eyes. And so I went there and stuff.
You know
and
why
we,
they're sad?
We drank for
it
a couple
Irish.
Of hours and he left with some other chick and I was drunk and I didn't really notice because I was hanging out with one of my friends from college who happened to be at that bar. And then like an hour later I found out he wasn't there and I freaked out and I got all sad and I cried in front of the whole bar and somebody took me home and I came home
was
and I was
black?
Like no, it was a girl. It was a girl.
Was it
and
a black girl?
No, it was no, it was a white girl and I said And I was like, why'd you leave me? And he gave me the whole, like, F you, I hate you. You're just like my mother who abandoned me when I was a child. And I hate all women. I want nothing to do with you. You know, and all that. And it was depressing. And the next day we had to move. I had to do moving. So that sucked.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that was good for a second place story.
Yeah. Sorry. I'm sorry my dad didn't die.
Yeah, it's the trick I can only pull once.
Yeah, well.
Well, one of these days, Maria will kick it, and I'll milk that.
If it makes you feel any better, my dad could die any freaking day. Every time I hear, like, an ambulance going in my neighborhood, I'm like, Dad? Like,
and he's like, yes, Carmen, I'm busy making one of my famous six cheese omelets. Yeah. Mr. V ahead of you has a bit of what the doctors would call a weight problem.
My father has had a gastric band surgery, lost over 100 pounds, then gained something like 70 pounds back.
No, I like Mr. V.
He likes
me too, right?
Yeah, well, he loves you. He wishes. They no longer even mention you because they don't think I could do that good.
Really?
Yes. They don't even mention you.
Oh.
But you're Lithuanian.
German and English too.
Yeah, I know. None of those things are good.
I banged a half Lithuanian for 1 week.
Listen, they like
her vaggie smelled, but it was good sex.
They like you a lot, Adam, but they don't really think it's going to work out with us either. They really see me settling down with some Irish dude who knocks me up.
Oh, no, wait a minute.
Yeah.
No, I have the whole plan where I fake having a terminal disease and I knock up every intelligent woman I know who's attractive. And you're on that plan.
Sweet!
Adam, will you raise my bastard?
No.
As soon as she gets pregnant, I'm gone.
Okay, as long as you won't punch her, I'm down. As long as you won't give her the Irish uppercut. I'm glad that tickled Howard's ivories. Keep drinking, everybody. I get funnier.
Wait, wait. How much longer do we even have in this hour?
We have, don't test my math skill, 13 minutes.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
What's
up? Are we going to do a second hour? Let's do a second hour.
Do you want to do a second hour?
Yeah, I want to do a second hour. You know I do.
You know I don't want to have to do more shows, so hell yeah, we'll do a second
hour.
Hell
yeah! All right, let's get drunker.
Screw it.
And I'm not even going to bleep anything, because that involves going through and editing with Audacity, the crappier.
That's okay.
We have melting ice.
Soon
and
I'm
going
to be too
beer.
Drunk to pour my own drink, so I won't have. I won't need anymore.
As the dead Kennedys would say, too drunk to F. Guys, yeah. I mean, do we want to take a pause to now that we've concluded
I think
we're doing another
pause.
Hour?
Serenation group station.
Oh, okay. Everybody needs to whiz, whiz, whiz. So we're going to take another pause.
I'm so not funny on the air, John.
No, you're good.
Yeah, you're great. Ass. This has been
awesome.
Yeah,
you need to. You need to grow what's called a self-esteem penis, but other than that.
I have one.
Just.
I've really.
No, your clit is pretty big.
I have a really. So. No, it's not!
Oh!
It is so small that some people said that they thought I didn't have one. They thought I'd been femalely circumcised.
I've been with
really
one chick like that. It's very frustrating.
Like a magnifying glass.
Yeah, I know. I think I have that triple X disorder where it's, you know, like you have the XYY guys
yeah.
and you have the triple X girls where like you
the
wouldn't really know.
Super femme girls.
Super femme. I think that's what I am.
Your little
it's really,
rice
it's like
grain.
It's like a, yeah,
rice
no, it's like,
clip.
No, I know we've talked about this
I like
before,
that I said rice glane like I'm Asian.
It's a rice glane. No, it's like a piece of, it's like a piece of uncooked couscous.
Nice.
It's just not even that big.
We can keep going. I mean, we can
No. Let's take a break.
Let's take a break.
The listeners need a break.
Yeah.
Listener.
All right, listeners. I think I'll yeah, listener Maria Papa Giorgio. I will fatten this up.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Papa Giorgio.
Oh, Mrs. Papa Giorgio loves Carmen to this
no,
day.
She doesn't.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Hell yeah. Are you kidding? I think you're the only broad that's ever even been around me. Why does everyone laugh when I say broad? I mean, do I sound like a 40s gangster?
Yes.
Whatever. You're broads. It's better than me saying you're slits or
I'm
something
I'm not
like
a
that.
Broad. I'm not a broad because you never stuck it in me.
Yeah, that's true.
And we never, you know.
We didn't. That's why we get along still.
Yeah.
All right, folks, another pause because we're going to do 2 hours, a.k.a. a fast session of John's lovemaking. Go on. All right, back in a bit.
Yeah, baby!
Leaving it open.
Oh, everybody, Howard, you just...
Do we have
Howard just farted. in the mean.
You deserve it.
While we took a wee-wee break, Howard.
Luckily, I can't smell it.
Do we have hope you can.
I cannot.
I can't either. And I'm not going to chance over there and go and try to put myself in danger.
Oh, my gosh. That's amazing.
You're looking at me while you say it. You don't mean
that's
over here.
That's profound.
I look in the eyes of Carmen while I
no,
think
that
of
wasn't
smelly
me. I swear,
fun.
Anything that happened wasn't me right now.
Oh, you always brag about the
no, I'll admit,
vegetarian farts that don't smell that you cut.
Farts constantly.
I do, but they're not. I'm not saying that they're... Look,
Zeiss,
vegan farts.
How do they smell?
Vegan farts are harmless. Vegan farts don't smell. Vegetarian farts can smell sometimes. Most of the time, they don't.
Mine smell like death. Mine smell like you hacked open a buffalo in the plains.
But you're not a vegetarian.
No.
You're not anything like that.
No.
So of course they do. They smell disgusting. It's like my dad. My dad's car, even if he hasn't been in it.
Oh yeah.
Like if
you just
borrow,
go into the cushion.
Yeah.
Nonstop.
He's got leather seats. You just borrow my dad's car.
The
it
leather
smells,
retains it. I did not see that coming.
It smells like there's a dead hooker underneath the goddamn seats. I swear, it's disgusting.
Oh, Gus V. Hell
wanna,
you.
I want to puke out the window. And it's just because he.
Maybe
like,
it is a dead hooker. Maybe his his intestines are fine. I like that while on air, I have bourbon in my left and beer in my right. And
cheers.
Yeah.
Woo! And people cheering you on for some reason.
Yeah. Hell yeah. I love it.
Someday you'll be telling some counselor this. But you
exactly.
know, right now we're like, yeah, baby.
Once I'm famous
yeah, buddy.
And washed up.
This is as good as it gets right here. This is what the holidays are all about.
Yeah.
Right? Hell yeah. No, it is good seeing everybody. I like that.
Hanging out with friends, having a bourbon.
Yeah.
You never see me except on the holidays.
It has been a while.
It has. It's been exactly since last Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving. It needs to be. No.
God.
No. When was I last in Seville?
That was before.
Home of Carmen.
That was
Seville.
Seville. For those of you who aren't especially cultured, that means Charlottesville, Virginia.
Exactly.
Yeah.
In radio talk, it means see you in Toledoville.
That was before. That was before this.
Mm.
That was during the summer sometime. I remember you and Richard.
Yeah. Rich Killiam.
Richard Killiam.
Did you tell you about that?
What?
After you and Richard fell asleep on the floor. We
oh,
went
what
out
happened
her,
to my butt?
We No.
Yeah.
She and I went out in her neighbor's backyard and made sexy time.
Oh, God.
But that was back when, you know, it was kind of new and, you know, we made sexy times on a regular basis.
And now it's just not done.
Now it's, you know, once a week. Or
to use the tongue
week,
of you,
weeks.
Your people,
or,
is fairboatin. Well, Carmen's half German, too.
She's kirking out.
Yeah. It'd be great
she's
if, like, she laughed into the mic or something so listeners
I laugh
could
because
hear
it. It's true. It's funny because it's true.
All right. Well, Howard wanted to get into what would be familiar territory for me because I'm only good for D jokes and talking about jerking it. He wanted to discuss who he wants to lay pipe on at the 10-year.
That's not what I wanted to discuss. I wanted
Shut
to hear
up.
What your thoughts were, John.
Okay.
I went first the last time.
Go. Oh, okay. Set
all
it
the
up.
Girls, because you know, John, there were so many girls. You are the one guy out of all of your fucking... Oh, I'm sorry.
God,
you're-
what is... Okay, Little Miss, get John's license revoked. Go on.
Yeah, okay.
I thought you were gonna.
Sorry, I had a.
Hey, I'm sorry. I've got food poisoning.
You think I want to listen to this tomorrow and edit it? I don't want to touch this crap.
But you're gonna have to now.
No, I'm not. I'm just gonna let it go.
No, you can't.
Yeah, I can. I've
no,
done it before.
But baby.
Baby. Hey, baby.
Baby.
Hey, baby.
$15. No. You're the one guy who, like, in your high school had so many opportunities.
Oh,
and, like,
yeah.
did not even.
This is true.
You did not capitalize on any of that.
But probably part of the charm was my cluelessness.
Probably.
Yeah.
Well,
like now that I'm like, hey, remember how you wanted to F me? I'll do it now.
Yeah.
Just line up. I'll baby wipe the stink off before I do you.
Yeah.
Straight up, how much effort?
Meet them at Bridges.
How much effort are you really willing to put into it?
To piping who?
No,
to any of them?
Supply, like, best case scenario. You only have to name her at this point. At this point.
Oh.
I'm just saying, like, best case scenario. You're like, oh, you're looking good.
It depends.
Give us names.
Okay. I personally, when it comes to sex, if they're not like a friggin' 8 or above to me, I don't care. The actual act of putting it into Porto Vagina does not, it feels better.
What about
to
the
me.
Ginger?
What about you?
The ginger?
What about the ginger?
She's a year under me. I won't have to pipe her at the reunion.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Oh.
This is what I'm saying, though. You have some, like, there are things that you remember from 10 years ago that are going to influence your willingness to say, hey, let's resolve this. Let's get this done. Like, once upon a time.
Let's resolve this as if he had a conflict.
Yeah, some Freudian stuff. Yeah.
I don't know.
You've got an itch that needs to get scratched. And,
no,
like,
there's no one that I still linger on, like, even remotely.
Okay.
And I talk about all kinds of stuff on here.
I got none of that myself either.
No, I got nothing.
Yeah, me neither.
Of.
I just
shut up. Pipe down, rub a dub. Keep this laugh up for about 18 minutes to fill the next episode.
I don't know why I laugh like a mad scientist, but I do.
Like a gay mad scientist.
Yeah, that's true.
Take off your shirt.
I'm done.
Okay.
Talk.
The laughter's ended. All right. So, okay. We're going to do a top three of what we want to lay pipe into. Because, yeah, the fantasy scenario. I used to watch Dream On when we were young. Good old Dream On. The sex show that masqueraded as a comedy. But he goes to his high school reunion and he bangs out a chick under a desk in the math classroom.
It's fantastic.
Thank you. So your top three in no particular order, whatever. Howard, go. What say you?
I can give you at least one.
Okay.
But more importantly,
we asked
my top
for three.
I'm going to start with one, and then I'm going to squeeze these two for some information.
Yeah, go ahead.
I just drank an S ton of bourbon.
This is what I'm saying. Like, the strategy I think that most people go for. See, this is why I didn't want to go first. I want to let these guys go
you
first.
I'll go.
Really?
I believe.
Jerry, you want to go first?
Hey, I know.
No,
Jerry
would just name his girlfriend three times.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah. For good God. Good God's sakes.
What?
Jerry.
Who do you want to have?
I know.
You don't have sex at all or don't think about
no.
it.
No, he only wants to ever have sex with his girlfriend from now on until the end of
what
his
are,
life.
Name the three girls that you would like to watch me have sex with.
That's hot. What?
That was pretty smart, Howard.
I would like to
I
got to
give you props on that. I don't know.
I would enjoy watching chicks I've tapped bang other guys just because I'm that lazy. That way I could pound one out while watching TV.
I don't know. Does L.A. come on this list or is anybody going to come clean about anything?
Go Carmen because these two aren't pulling their
I was saying L.A. I didn't go to the same GD high school that you went.
Oh, damn. You've already dropped the F-bomb twice and the S-bomb once.
I know. I'm trying to save you time. No, I'm not starting.
I'll start.
Nobody.
This is what I'm saying.
I'll start.
This is
God damn. All you
start
pussies,
it.
I'll
just
start.
Just one. Give us one.
Who, me?
Yeah.
All right, Kate Pilvely.
Yeah.
She was lanky, milky white skin, had nipples that pointed
like
North Stars.
Disgust me.
And I heard she was a bit promiscuous that senior year.
Oh,
and
beautiful.
I would like to throw those full bees together and do something bad to her neck with the aid of those.
You got
to
be careful, though, because I'm on Facebook. I see the pictures. Like, some of them had babies.
Really?
Yeah,
they did not
probably
hold
all went
up.
To
well, I know
gut.
They did not hold
your,
up.
Your sweet love, Katie Eklund, had a few kids.
Yeah.
And she's mad conservative now. Did you see her picture that she put up right when Obama won the election?
What was it?
It says something to the effect of, you want to change, you got it. Barack Hussein Obama. And it was him with a beard painted on and a turban.
You have got,
I saved the picture
that's
on my desktop.
That's a little radical, man.
I may have difficulty talking to her now. Like, I was at least going to be nice, be like, hey, what's up? Oh, this is cool. You have a kid.
At least if you bind her mouth with duct tape, you don't have to listen to that.
Yeah,
shit.
I mean, it's both how she needs to get off, and it would also aid you.
Yeah.
Now I just am going to wish that her children turn out to be gay. Like, that's pretty much where it's at.
Gay, and they somehow turn black.
Maybe you should turn it.
Oh.
Perhaps you should turn them gay by touching them. Yeah. The way that gay people do.
Exactly. Cause
I'll track her 18th birthday.
Gay
people
turn
other people
gay. From one victim to the next.
It's a virus.
God damn gay agenda.
It's an illness, and it's a virus. I remember the videos I saw.
It is, man. It has to be passed from one carrier to the next. They do it in the butt. That's how it's passed.
You can also, it can also be touched by fingers.
Oh.
If you touch, if a gay guy touches his fingers to his own butt and touches the gayness in his own butt and then touches a straight guy's penis, it can turn gay.
Gay guys,
it can. It's not like guaranteed, but
they
it
don't
might.
Even have fingers. They have gingers. You're putting in buttholes.
Gay tennis.
To make gay men. To make gay men. Gay men. Your gingers in my gut hole. But yeah, she put that up there, and there was a big thread on Facebook with the guys who still kept in touch. I love how men talk to women, and they act like it's not because they want to have intercourse with them. I mean, really? Other than Carmen, I can't say
Yeah, they're like, really? Oh, you had some babies and
this
shit.
This is what I'm saying. The smart thing to do.
What the hell's wrong with you? You're a degenerate.
I'm sorry.
You're now listening to the last episode of
Oh, man.
It's been a hell of a ride.
Are you gonna... Please edit it because... Okay.
Great.
This
I get,
is, this is
I get
what
to listen to 2 hours of this S. You know what? You get to listen to it, and you pick out where you dropped your F and S bombs. Like a Tyrannosaurus crapping over the landscape. Oh, the pouty face.
But baby. Oh.
Baby. Oh, that's pussy ass.
That's, yeah, really.
Come on, I'll cook up something better. He's in my D-hole.
He's been drinking wine.
Oh, really?
That's improper.
With your fancy Jewish friend.
Jeez.
Hey.
Talk about your... Your rule the world plan.
There's a concentration camp that was named after his family.
Really? They
no.
did that good work?
No. No, that was Zeitwitz. Wrong and not funny even. Not even funny.
I actually believed you.
I'm shocked.
Yeah, I bet you did, and that's why I said it, because it's believable. But
no, out of all wasps, I get along with the krauts pretty well.
The krauts are all right, man. You know, they come...
Even though they did bad things to my dad and his family.
Well, it wasn't all the
who
krauts,
lived through
but...
occupation, and then my dad died while I was 20.
Listen,
go on.
I had
show.
No part of that. My famlo was out.
Your famlo?
My famlo was out, man. Way before that.
All right, Britney
yeah, my family
Spears.
Was out.
Tell me about your famlo and your bae-bays
no
and your
I
K-Fed.
The Holocaust. I'm going to go ahead and
I'm
say that
you.
Right now. I'm into a lot of weird shit, but I'm stuck.
What is wrong with you, Carmen?
I have a speech impediment. I've got Tourette's. I have
drinking.
Tourette's. You know I do.
Yeah, she's got drunkard's Tourette's.
Dude, I think
no,
you should
I have
edit
Tourette's
this before
general.
I move on to another episode. That's what I think.
What do you mean? No, oh no, we've done... No, you're right. This is full episode about right here.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, you can listen to us every week at www.fcac.org/WEBR. Carmen's Deep Throat in the Microphone archives can be found at www.inpapa'sbasement.com because some son of a bitch took papa'sbasement.com. You can listen to us live Saturday 3 to 4. At Cox Channel 37, Comcast Channel 27, and Poor Person's Cox Channel 10.
Dick.
Whoa, god damn, Carmen.
You're banished.
Everybody, do your sign off, Jerry.
Bye.
Carmen.
Bye.
Zeitz.
See ya.
Howard.
Peace.
I love y'all. Bye.
What?
Yeah.
Like right. willing to do it, but no, he's willing to do
and
it.
And welcome to a very non-sober edition of Papa's Basement. Recorded the same eve we recorded last week's episode, where I was drinking with Carmen Villahelieu, Adam Zeitz, Howard Lucas Highland, and Geraldo Perez.
Yeah.
Where are you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, please buy me time. I'm so drunk I cannot structure anything.
Yeah, you're talking a lot slower than you were the last
time. Shut up. Watch me go. You can listen to us every weekend, 3 to 4 p.m. at www.fcac.org/WEBR on Cox Channel 37, Comcast Channel 27, on Poor Person Cox Channel 10, and archives to be found at www.inpapasbasement.com. All right, smart asses.
He said cocks.
Okay, that's great. That will take us through 5 seconds of show. What do you have after that? Nothing.
I lost my virginity to SP.
Stephen Pimley. You know what? We call that a little thing called last episode.
Okay, yeah, you're right. You're right.
You know what? If we don't get something rolling right here, we're going to abort this like the fetus I had.
Change.gov. I want to talk about change.gov.
Did you really? Did you really? Did you really?
Oh, yeah. I got one past
her. She said it was yours. It wasn't yours. She didn't know who it was.
Oh, thank you.
You were the guy who was going to pay for it.
Thank you for being so sure that I'm infertile.
No, I'm not being sure that you're infertile.
I didn't pay for
sure
anything.
She didn't.
Slut.
Jesus Christ. Thank you for waiting 5 seconds to drop the F-bomb.
Oh.
At least it's in the beginning of the show. You don't have to listen far into it.
Yeah. No, I don't want to listen to any of this. I don't listen to my own shows. Are you kidding me? These are just demos I send out.
I'm really sorry.
Oh, that'll get my license back.
Can I do an apology?
Sure. I want to apologize.
My name is Carmen Villahelyu, and I'm really sorry if I offended anyone by my use of the words of effing slut or effing whore.
Who was an effing slut?
The girl who you probably got pregnant. I don't know. I don't even know who her name is.
Jessica
Ann
Kersner.
Yeah, I'm so glad you pushed her down
New York?
The stairs.
Right, John.
New York.
Whatever. It doesn't matter.
She aborted it.
It's not funny. It's not fun.
She aborted it's not funny.
It's not fun.
So why don't you take this tape back to Howard and shove it up his beep?
Let's talk about something that's funny and fun, or at least one of the two.
Oh, Billy Crystal, you talentless kid. As I drone on, because you know what? It's just me against...
Jerry, hey, how's it being in a relationship and
it's
all that?
Good.
What's that like?
That's great. Yeah, what's it feel like?
How do you stand it being responsible
tell
for
me,
anyone
tell me all about.
Other than
tell
yourself?
Me all about her.
Yes, relationship is good.
Are you guys in love and stuff?
We're in love and stuff.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And stuff.
And stuff. And
do you guys push it like with the
what?
How real good?
You know.
Are we supposed to ask about, because it's my dirty show, are we supposed to axes about intercourse?
What?
No. Are we supposed
have you guys explored all the fields of intimacy?
How often do you engage? That's not something I'm
going to talk about.
Oh, really?
Yeah. How about we talk about...
Are you
going
to talk about how Carmen finally had boobs?
What?
I finally got boobs.
The boob fairy visit.
I got
Carmen.
Fat. I finally got fat. I drank enough beer. I got fat and I got boobs now. It's like,
that's what wasp girls say.
I do. Well, I drink a lot of stuff, but I got boobs now.
You're half Cubana. Maybe that was part of it.
I got boobs now. I finally got a solid B cup going now. You know, I've gained
those
about 20 pounds in the last
cups.
Year. It's real hot. It's looking
that's
good
nice.
On me. I got a lot of, you know, hot.
Nice.
Oh, no. It's more than a handful.
That's all you need. That's all you need.
That was.
And believe me, if you like fat on the booze, I got the fat going on other places. I got you know a fat ass.
You have
I've
a
got
fat
a fat
vagina.
No, that's disgusting. You disgusting thing,
John.
John, what?
That is.
You're right.
That
John.
Is icky.
Thank you.
That is just crossing the line.
No, that's what we. By the way, this is just going to be a throwaway episode I put on the.
Yeah, net. I know. Oh. We're not really gonna. Yeah. Nah. I'm sorry.
That's
it's
how
totally
much he likes
my
us.
Idea.
Throwaway.
No, it's funny.
Okay, change.gov. We gotta go change.gov with Howard. Change. I think that'll.
Hey
yeah.
Howard.
Let's talk to Howard. Howard.
Hey Howard, you half kimchi devouring bastard. As I pound so much booze I can't
Where's
even remember.
Where's the rest of the booze, by the way? Speaking of booze.
We're running low.
It's gone.
Yeah.
Nah, we
but
got
baby.
Whiskey.
We got whiskey. We
but
got...
bye-bye. Ah, jeez. You drank me wrong time?
John, you're half asleep.
No, that's true. I left it today.
And John's a DD.
Yeah, this is a problem.
Is that designated DJ? But
I think we're sleeping in the studio tonight.
Whoa!
Hey.
And we might be destroying the studio with
Who wants to abort the show
beverages.
And go home and just drink?
Jerry, you finished? Don't open that, Carmen! Don't open that! Do not open that beer.
What? Why?
I thought we're leaving.
We have to do another.
We have not gotten
40 change.gov.
Dude, we're only 5 painful minutes.
Okay, John, come on.
54 minutes.
No.
Let Howard
How
explore.
About I just save what? This as a throwaway for the website and we
yeah.
go
home. Okay, do you want to hear stuff?
I don't know. You're
John, I fuck whores and rape them in the motherfucking
John, really
ass
between
shit,
you and I.
You are going to get good stuff here, John.
John.
This is going to be good material,
okay.
And you're not going to want to throw this away. You know that.
Did you not hear me like throw several cuss words in a string in an attempt to abort this entire show?
Like
I aborted your fetus.
You've never been part of
it. I abort this show.
Hey, John.
Like I abort
you and me. Me and John. John and me. Me and John. John.
What?
Who's your first love? Who's your first love?
After your mom.
G-E-Y-S-S-K-Y-I-A-A.
What kind of drunkard's botching?
Oh, I'm sorry. Slightly more sober than the real one. It was Jessica with a G.
That's the first chick I porked, if you mean.
Is that Ohio?
Yeah.
It was
that doesn't
Jessica
take
with
love.
A G.
Ohio was later. You're confusing all the women
Ohio.
I've met.
Ohio.
The Ohio.
This, by the way, is not a radio show, everybody.
It's official.
This is something I'm going to put on the
it
website.
It is the one thing.
It
is the
want.
One thing that beats me losing my virginity.
To
Stephen Pimley. Stephen Pomeroy Pimley. This is the only thing,
yeah.
The only story I've ever heard that can possibly beat that. And that Which is
story?
That is real amazing. You know what I'm
Which
saying?
Which story is that? Me losing the V card?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Dude,
yeah, John, let's
it?
Talk about Jessica.
I met her in the airport and she looked pretty cute. I mean, she was
no,
fat.
She
how is Jessica, John?
Jessica.
Let's talk about Jessica.
She's fooling around. And being a dirty hoe. But
dirty hoe,
all
right.
She's still showing me her goodies after all these years, because I guess I'm not good in the sack.
And who is Jessica? Can we tell our listening audience about
okay.
Jessica?
I, back in the day, rather than having a social life, I learned from one Stephen Pomeroy Pimley, who was busy defiling
Pomeroy.
Carmen at the time.
Yes,
you
and stealing my innocence.
Yeah, that you could talk to girls online. Which, God bless it, is still my MO to this day. Because it's cheap and easy the
Where's
way
the
I
beer?
Like. I think we drank them all.
God damn you.
This one's mine.
GD.
Oh, you pirating
is,
Korean is, bastard.
Is GD a no-no on the radio?
No, you can say God damn it.
Okay.
S and F, which Yee-haw. Carmen says liberally.
S and F.
Those are kind of bad. Oh, my God, we're really out of beer. Do we? No, we got whiskey. Oh, I want to vomit so hard.
Here, no, you can have this.
Oh, I really want to vomit.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, John is looking a little sick right now.
A little bit.
I'm not sure what's going on, but...
That's a lot, yeah.
John, I really think
you
this should
what?
Be a radio show.
I have
to,
dude, 2 weeks
I'll put
from
on
today.
The game pass.
You have a good voice. You need to take over.
Do I? Who? Whoa.
This guy has a radio voice right here.
How dare you say that about Herr Zeitz?
I love you, John, but this guy has a radio voice.
You know what? Eat a bowl of F.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. And he's breaking the microphones.
I'm not breaking, simply unscrewing. I just want to hold it. I just want to caress it.
Yeah. That would have worked.
This is not a show. Can we just hit stop already?
John, this is a show.
Oh.
You know, that's a show.
Oh, yeah.
This is a show.
Oh, yeah.
No, this isn't a show. Okay. I'm going to hold the mic like this, because that's how I want to hold it.
That looks dangerous.
No, it's not dangerous unless I vomited in the MF-er.
John has a mic to his mouth.
Do you
want to
hear about
like
the fat chick I lost my V-card to?
Yes.
Sweet.
Okay.
We've been waiting for a while.
She randomly IM'd me on IM. I was busy IMing random girls, and they showed me their boobies, and this is how I interact with people, because I was so afraid of rejection, which I am to this day. Even though I've slept with a lot of broads by this point. Thank you for wiping beer on me,
yeah.
Jerry, you bald F.
GP! GP!
Word.
GP! Anyhow. I want a piece. So this chick randomly IMs me. And she's fun and she's witty. And I think that these are such precious qualities.
She's very mature for a 17-year-old, right?
Oh, she's 16 right
there.
And John is how old?
20 to 21.
I get, yeah.
Whoa,
that
what happened?
Went on the keyboard. Ladies and gentlemen, John has just hawked a loogie and put it on the keyboard.
I hate all these eyes upon me. So anyhow, I start talking to this lass who might be 16 while I'm 20. Thank you for the
John
effort.
Has taken the loogie from the keyboard and then tried to throw it on the floor, gentlemen.
I like the Kid in Place X track in the background, provided by Zeitz and Vihelio, who will only be acknowledged by last name like hockey players. So I start. Okay, stop it because you're getting me hard.
I'm telling you, this guy's got a radio voice, right? I mean, he's got a porno voice, yeah, but he's got a radio voice, too. Like, I mean,
phone sex voice.
This guy's the one that's got to be doing your commercials, man. That's all I'm
saying. Oh, you know what? How about you just give him the effing show, Benedict Arnold?
What?
I'm the one
Cash for gold.
Cash for gold is America's number one gold buyer.
I have to listen to Cash for Gold commercials at least twice an hour.
Precious metals.
Wait. John, do an ad.
John, please finish.
Do an ad spot.
John, stop.
Do an
ad
spot for Jessica. This is better. Ad spot for Jessica.
G E S S Y C K Y K Y.
No, no, no.
Just K.
I want the motivation. And I want the feel
white amazingly
of an ad for Jessica.
For drive-through abortions.
She did abort my fetus.
No, she didn't. What are you talking about? Are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. No, wait. No, this is news to me. Hold on. This is totally between me and John. Are you serious?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I had a kid aborted.
Oh, my God,
whoa.
Dude. You're going
whoa.
To fucking
okay.
hell.
We're, okay. We're
this
not
show is officially
that.
Not for broadcast.
Yeah. Hold on.
It's not my fault. You had an
wait,
abortion.
Just say fucking. It doesn't matter at this no. point. I'm not
Are you going to? You should edit it out because you're going to hell, no. dude. Do you know that that's a child? Jesus Christ.
Hold on.
Stop fucking with him.
You made a child and then you had it killed? Oh, would you pay for it?
No, it was bitch's choice.
You little.
It was bitch's choice.
I like abortion. It's good.
Yeah, I know. He would.
I like abortion. It makes me horny.
No.
You better.
Every woman should have at least one abortion.
It fixes their pussy right.
Okay. So, anyways, as we were talking about, John is going to do an ad for Jessica. Can we please do an ad?
Oh,
in the same vein as JCPenney?
Oh, well, I do 10-second spots.
Yes.
Hold on. I have to screw in the microphone.
Okay.
Before we get to that, I can tell my story.
I can't believe you did that, John.
Since we're deleting
this entire
thing.
I thought you wanted to have children.
Okay, so why don't we talk about
one?
Why don't we
I didn't know she was pregnant. She just said, I'm late. And then she said, hey, you remember how I said I'm late and I finally had my period? I actually had an abortion.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
You should kill her.
No, I don't care.
How did that make you feel, John? Did that make you feel
maybe feel horny?
Did that make you feel a little bad?
Yeah, this is Adam saying from a standpoint of someone who's never been
there. Hold on. An abortion is wrong because
it's completely wrong.
Because
babies should be allowed to live.
Whoa.
Adults should be allowed to die.
Now you just
Nightman.
If you're gonna kill a baby, you may as well kill yourself at the same time.
Now we're talking about
a
definition.
It'd be like,
hold on.
Down with the ship.
When does conscious human thought start?
That's an interesting way.
It doesn't matter.
Well, then what does matter?
You missed John's show where they talked about, like, yo, it's killing no matter what, but you should have up to 2 years to revoke their right to life.
You know, I think 2 years
once they
is
start
fair.
To walk.
But I'm saying 2 years
I'm
is
not
a little short. I'm talking about 10 years.